Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR. June is Seniors Month.
Ta-da!
June 15th is Elder Abuse Day, and we want to raise awareness. We want to
It's a big problem.
Well, listen, there's lots of sometimes bad things that happen, and it's incumbent upon us, I think, as part of our show, our target audience, and the kind of education we do to make sure people are reminded, right, that there are some bad characters on occasion out there, and we got to protect ourselves against them.
I think
our loved ones.
Almost on a weekly basis, my father, who's 76 years of age this month, tells me about either a text, a phone call, an email, something online that's trying to get information from him or make him do something like call a number, send some money, whatever.
Yep.
On a weekly basis, Dave.
Yep.
And so I think it's important that people understand this happens. It is big. And I'm glad that we have the Alberta Securities Commission on the phone with us to discuss this.
Yeah. And specifically, Hillary McMeekin is the Director of Communications and Investor Education at Alberta Securities Commission. And Hillary, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I couldn't agree more about the importance of this.
Yeah, and we try to bring you guys on as a group on a regular basis just to make sure people in the community are aware of what's happening and, you know, some of the things that are taking place that they could avoid and avoid the potential, you know, financial fallout of this. So you guys did a survey recently.
We did.
And about, you know, it was talking about investor confidence and the connection to fraud in Alberta. Why don't you just bring us up to speed on what that survey was, and let's talk about some of the highlights.
Sure, absolutely. We commissioned it to get an update on Albertans' knowledge and awareness surrounding investment fraud, and we learned a lot of great information, actually. And I mean, a couple of the quick points that I think speaks to what you were just talking about. Albertans, and I'm speaking specifically about Albertans that are 55 years of age or older.
Right.
They believe their chances of personally being affected by an investment scam is unlikely. Almost half of them feel that way, and yet almost 40% of them believe they've been approached by a potentially fraudulent investment scam.
Right.
So lots of people, I think, I don't think they realize the risk and I'm not sure where the disconnect happens, but we know that it's happening. We know that people are getting approached all the time. And we need to be more aware of how to protect ourselves.
Right.
Another feature that we learned is that Albertans 55 plus trust their friends and family when it comes to providing financial investment advice, despite almost 40%, having been approached for a money-making opportunity through a personal connection.
Yeah.
So I think we've talked in the past about affinity fraud.
Yep.
That's our term for it, right? Really, another term is friend fraud. But so often, fraud artists or scam artists approach us through our trusted communities, right? Through our social groups and our friends. And our friends may not even be aware of what's happening. So even when you get that idea from a friend or a family member or someone that you know at a social club that you belong to, you still have to do your own homework and protect yourself, because that's scam artists use those kinds of connections and those communities to bring people into their scams.
Let me give you a bit of a story here, Dave, because this is very interesting. What's being said by Hillary and so forth. That I'm on this group of, you know, we're an old timers hockey team together, and we all have played in the past, and we're on this WhatsApp group, and we can, you know, we chat, share information, and talk about things. And there was one when Hertz, the company, was declaring bankruptcy, and they were talking about selling off on their vehicles. And right away, there was this post that one of my friends on this post said, guys, you can go to this link and you can get cars dirt cheap.
Right.
And everybody practically started clicking this link. And boom, came up, you know, it's fake. And there's also other consequences of clicking onto a website that you don't know about, whatever. But it was an automatic belief that it was true. And everybody on this, and these are professionals.
Well,
these are people who are in the tech industry.
Right.
And they're all like, oh, my friend sent it to me, so it must be true. And click, and off they went. And no, it's fake. And then now they're having problems with weird phone calls coming to their house and emails coming to them and stuff like that. It was amazing how easy someone can get duped purely by just clicking onto a website that a friend said, yeah, this is pretty interesting news I got. Here you go.
Hillary, yeah. I like your comment on this, too, just to take that sort of that line and run with it a little bit. Often people think that it can't happen to them because, you know, they're a professional, they're educated, you know, they think of themselves perhaps as sophisticated. But I can tell you, being in this business and dealing with some very successful and sophisticated people, they're also getting duped. Like, there's the scams are often sophisticated, right? Don't kid yourself that you can't fall victim to one of these scams if you're an educated professional. You can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. And that's a great example, Faisal. Yes, it happens all the time. And scam artists are so good. They have all the right, they've got the right language. They prey on our emotions, right? Particularly as we're aging, right? And we're contemplating how to protect our nest egg, right? They know the language to use to grab us and to pull us in. And it can happen. And it absolutely happens to everyone. And unfortunately, scam artists are also keenly aware that as we age, we often have more resources at our fingertips, right? We've saved all of our money, or so much of it, right? We've worked so hard and we've been saving it. They know that. And they are so keenly aware of that, and they use every angle possible to hook all of us. So we all are at risk, really, of it.
Hillary, let's remind everybody, what are the top two or three things we need to do if we're ever approached with an idea for an investment to make money or a business idea?
Invest in something. Yep.
Whatever it may be, what are the top two or three things people need to just do a bit of a check on themselves before they go ahead and proceed?
Oh, it's great. Thank you. First and foremost, checkfirst.ca is a great website. And I say that first because through checkfirst.ca, there's links. Because the first thing I would do is check to make sure that the person offering the investment is registered to do so. Anyone selling investments in the province of Alberta needs to be registered. So, and you can check that. There's a link, aretheyregistered.ca, I think is the website, but you can reach it through Check First. So the first thing is check to make sure they're registered, because if they're not, that's a huge red flag.
Right.
Second thing is to look into the organization or the company that's looking for the investment. Research them, just put them into Google. And if you don't have a computer at home, that's okay. I think hopefully we're going to be able to get back to libraries soon, and we can use some of the resources at libraries too. But it's just checking out, because if you were to Google a company, any action that's been taken against them will show up online. And we also have, you could also go to our albertasecurities.com website, because any action we've taken against any organization or any individual is all documented on the website. So you can use the search function there just to type in the company name or an individual's name and see if any action has been taken. I think, and if there has, that's a big red flag. So absolutely pay attention to that.
I want to say, because we're quickly running out of time, Hillary, and thank you for all of the good information. But, you know, Faisal, it doesn't even have to be a scam. So those are the most egregious examples of bad behavior. But people will often, I noted, Hillary, in the research, it said more than one in five acknowledge, so 55 plus, have acknowledged that they've signed investment documents without fully understanding what they mean. And this is about understanding the risk that you're taking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So so even if it's legit, you still need to do the due diligence to make sure you understand what you're getting investing in, and is it appropriate risk for you? Right?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't even have to be a scam to get yourself in trouble. Hillary, we do have to wrap it up. 10 minutes goes pretty quickly, and I want to thank you for the research that you're doing and the continued education and awareness that you bring through our show and through all the work that you guys do.
Well, thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here. Happy to come back anytime.
We will have you back. We've been joined by Hillary McMeekin. She's the Director of Communications and Investor Education at the Alberta Securities Commission. Let's talk about appropriate risk to meet the long-term goal of a lifestyle.
Absolutely. Education, awareness on the risk that you're taking as you travel through retirement. Yep. This is going to be a big issue going forward. So we want to address it and inform you. And in order to do that, we're going to have our webinar on Tuesday, June 16th, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to go online to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Now, stick around after the break. Faisal and I are going to debate whether or not it's worthwhile buying or being a first-time home buyer and buying property today. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.